And this is God's Covenant Church, the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking God for this door of utterance. Our great pastor is coming today with a message direct from God. Thank God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for the evangelists, elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door of utterance. We're glad to be with you today. We are the church of God. We are established in God's word. We know that the word of God is the 10 precepts. We keep God's commandments. We're a holy people. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. And I'd like to talk to you today about what it means to walk and live as becometh saints, as becometh righteousness. Before we get into that thought, our Deacon Darrell wrote this number. If ye be risen, choir is going to sing this number. Sister V in the choir, if ye be risen. Thank God.
As it is written, according to scripture,
they that believe, to them that receive, He gave them power.
Commanded perfection, His resurrection, called us His Son, His Lord is one, led by the Shepherd.
We seek those things which are above, have fruits of the Spirit. Wisdom, peace, and joy, all in the Spirit, the sanctified are established in the Word, name changed to Israel, guided in the truth.
Brought by the seers, prepared head, show forth praises of Him who called you out of darkness. If He be risen, we Christ the Lord, you should have power over the flesh. If ye be with God, kill off the old. Called you out of darkness. If ye be risen with Christ the Lord, you should have power over the flesh. If ye be with God, show praises of Him who called you out of darkness.
Is that beautiful? Called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Thank God for the choir. Wonderful number. Saints that are striving to make 100. Striving to please God. Striving to fulfill all righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
We're where we are today because of God's anointing that's going on. Mm-hmm. Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. Before these, I don't know. Only what I read in the scripture. I'm not a longtime church historian. But what I do understand is I don't hear anyone over the airways, over the net, the TV, and different venues that are preaching and teaching God's word like it should be. Here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we live holy. We're a sanctified people. We are Israelites. Now, to understand what I'm saying, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for. And what nation, or people I should say, is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Before we go any further, our Deacon Fina has announcements in case you want to listen to us on another venue as you're in your car or maybe on another time of day. Our Deacon Fina, go ahead.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday Sabbath. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Very concise, thank God. Matthew's Evangelist 3:13. We are God's church. And I'm not boasting or bragging, but it's a privilege to be called a son of God. It's a privilege to be called followers of Christ. It's a privilege to be called an Israelite. We're not Israelis. We're Israelites, Israel of the Spirit. We are Jews because we have been circumcised in spirit, in heart. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 3:13, what does it say?
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him.
Isn't that beautiful? So every man have got to be baptized by someone. Because you've got to come unto someone to get to God. Don't email us and write us saying Jesus didn't have to do that. He was God himself. Jesus was the Son.
All right.
God took on flesh and became a son.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But even the Lord came like unto us. He was made in the likeness of men. So if man is made today in holiness, so was the Lord.
All right.
Come unto Jesus, come unto John
mm-hmm.
to be baptized of him. What?
But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee.
Now, John was baptized because if he wasn't baptized, he had no need or any authority to baptize anybody else. But he was just showing the Lord honor.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he was doing. He was being courteous.
Yes.
And comest what? Thou to me?
Comest thou to me what?
And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be. So now,
what?
For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
So the same thing with the so-called follower of Christ today. You must fulfill all righteousness. And there is no shortcuts saying, well, he did it for me. Nope. He opened the way for you. But there is no shortcut to righteousness. Read.
Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway
what?
Out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened.
So it's like unto you and I, if we're not baptized unto a leader, unto the gate of God, God is not open to us.
All right.
The way is not open up to us.
Yes.
It's only if you go through righteousness. Mm-hmm. You got to do it right. Yes. And if you don't have that one sent from God, you are just spinning your wheels.
Yes.
Read.
And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him.
What did he say?
And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son.
My beloved Son.
In whom
what?
I am well pleased.
So God is letting you know he's well pleased with us.
Yes.
When we fulfill all righteousness. Let's go to Isaiah 51:7. We love this scripture. And so many don't like us to go into, they say, the Old Testament. Well, we read the scriptures of the prophets and the scriptures of old and of new.
Yes.
It's all the same thing.
Yes.
You just need understanding. As I just read a while ago, keep therefore and do them. Then you understand God changes not. 51:7, what does it say?
Hearken.
Hearken.
Unto me.
What?
Ye that know righteousness.
So you have to know righteousness. Now understand, it said the Lord our righteousness. We need to understand, and you need to understand, that the Lord is not just Jesus. He's God in the flesh, and he's the Word. And the Word is righteousness.
Yes.
When you keep the Word, that's how you get righteousness.
The people.
The people.
In whose heart is my law.
So let's meditate on that a bit. So when you have the law of God in your heart, which is God's word, you know righteousness.
Yes.
And I believe the Lord said, he that saith, I know him, speaking about the Lord, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
Yes.
And the truth is not in him, because truth is the law. And when you keep God's commandments, that is righteousness.
Yes.
Read.
Fear ye not the reproach of men.
So we don't fear the reproach of men. We get many reproaches when we begin to speak about righteousness and not Jesus, 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 Jesus. He paid the price. He did. But now we are living according to God's commandments, according to God's word, because he opened up the way for us. Read.
Neither be ye afraid of their reviling.
So we're not afraid of one saying, well, all you speak about is the law. Because the law has got to be in your heart. And the Lord said, I will write my laws in their inward parts. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's God's plan. Read.
Yes. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment.
What?
And the worm shall eat them like wool.
All of you that have revilings against those that keep God's commandments. And we've been taught down through the years by these false preachers, well, those old Mosaic laws were done away with. That's a lie. That's not according to the scripture. Read.
But my righteousness.
My righteousness.
Shall be forever.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now the Lord said, I am the Lord and I change not.
Yes.
My righteousness shall be forever. What?
And my salvation.
What?
From generation to generation.
Isn't that beautiful? I believe that. Psalms 119 and 172. My righteousness.
Beautiful.
Shall be from generation to generation forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
yes.
God's salvation.
Yes, it
119,
is.
172. What does it say?
My tongue. Shall speak of thy word.
My tongue is speaking of God's word right now.
Yes.
What?
For all thy commandments.
All thy commandments. Not nine, but all.
Thy commandments are righteous.
Now he just said, my righteousness shall be forever. So let's let you know, God's word, God's commandments is not going anywhere.
No.
They're forever.
Yes.
And that is God's righteousness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read a little bit more.
Let thine hand help me.
God's hand is helping those that keep his commandments.
Yes.
What?
For I have chosen thy precepts.
We have chosen to keep God's word.
Yes.
The 10 precepts. What?
I have longed for thy salvation.
What?
O Lord, and thy law is my
So is that everyone's testimony? If that's your testimony, you are a true follower of Christ.
Yes.
If that's your testimony, you have salvation.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Thy law is my delight, because that's God's word. Read.
Let my soul live.
What?
And it shall praise thee.
What?
And let thy judgments help me.
What?
I have gone astray like a lost sheep.
What?
Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Didn't forget God's commandments, because God's commandments are forever.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 5 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord, he came and he did away with those laws. No, that's not true. The shepherd that told you that is a liar.
All right.
And he's not rightly, or she is not rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's see what the Lord is saying, because he said, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. That means fulfilling God's word.
Yes.
5 and 17 says what?
Think not. That I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
So when these preachers are telling you, well, you know that old Mosaic law was done away with, you should tell them, think not that he came to destroy the law or the prophets. He didn't do that. What did he do?
I am come to destroy.
He came not to destroy the law or the prophets.
Or the prophets.
He came to fulfill. That's what he came for.
He came not to destroy, but to fulfill.
He came to fulfill. Mm-hmm. That beautiful read.
For verily I say unto you, what? Till heaven and earth pass one.
Now you know heaven and earth is not going anywhere, because one generation cometh and another one passes away, but the earth abideth forever.
Yes.
Always going to be bodies on this earth, coming and going. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Heaven and earth shall pass away.
One jot. Or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
What?
Till all be fulfilled.
So we all fulfill God's word unto life or unto death.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go back to Matthew 3 and 15. Let's read that again.
Mm-hmm.
The message is not long. The message is short and it's true. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Yes.
that beautiful?
Yes.
And he's letting you know, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. So you need to understand what righteousness is. That's what our job is here today. Mm-hmm. 3:15, read it again.
And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so.
Suffer with me, John. Mm-hmm. We got to do this.
Yeah, beautiful.
What?
For thus it becometh us.
It becomes the saint.
To fulfill. All righteousness.
Romans 8:4. Isn't that beautiful? So listen, we don't mind letting you know you're going to deny yourself of everything that's outside of the law.
Yes, Lord.
When you are keeping God's word. When you're keeping God's commandments. It becometh a saint to do that.
Yes.
It becometh us to leave the world behind. It becometh us to be in this world, but not of it. Isn't that beautiful? Romans 8:4. What does it say?
That the righteousness of the law
what?
Might be fulfilled in us.
Now, wait a minute. So there's a chance there that we can fulfill the law.
Yes.
But these preachers say no one could keep that Mosaic law. No one could keep that. But here is letting you know there's a chance we can do that.
Yes.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. What?
Who walk not after the flesh.
So we that walk not after the flesh.
But after the Spirit.
After the Spirit, keep the commandments of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
We do the things that becometh a saint.
All right. Yes.
It becometh us to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Yes. What?
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of
the flesh.
Well,
the flesh is all caught up in all these holidays coming along.
All right.
All kind of holidays.
Yes.
All kind of desires to do things within the holidays. Trying to please mother, father, sister, brother, cousins, aunts, grandchildren, distant friends, close friends. All flesh, but what about pleasing God?
All right.
What about living holy? Yeah. What about remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy? What about not bearing false witness and on and on and on? What about getting rid of all these gods and these idols that's set up in the country? What about that?
Yes.
They that are after the flesh do mind the
things
of the flesh. What?
Mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
That's beautiful. Let's go to Romans 7:14. Let's see what it says. Because we are minding the things of the Spirit.
Yes, we are.
So that means you must find what's spiritual.
Yes.
7:14 says what?
For we know that the law is spiritual.
Now, wait a minute. We are minding the things of the Spirit back to God's law, back to the commandments.
Yes.
We know that the law is spiritual.
What? But I am carnal, sold under sin.
Well, that's what all of us, when we came into this life, we were sold unto sin through the transgression of Adam.
Yes.
Death passed on every man. So we must be born again. Eighth chapter, 8:6. Let's go back there. 8:6. What does it say?
For to be carnally minded
what?
Is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So when you are spiritual minded, your mind is in the law, which is in God's word.
Yes.
I believe David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So when the word stays with you in your heart, you will not sin. Psalms 119:165.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Carnally minded is death.
Yes.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yes.
So we want to be interested in peaceful things.
Yes.
I believe the Lord said, I come that you might have peace and life and that more abundant. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
119. 165, what does it say?
Great peace. Have they which love thy law.
There's that law again.
All right.
Spiritual minded.
All right.
It's called the word.
Yes.
It's called the commandments.
Yes.
And it becometh us, if we say we live for God, we are followers of Christ, to love God's law.
Yes.
Great peace have they.
That love thy law.
Which love thy law.
And nothing shall offend
them. Beautiful, nothing shall offend thee. Read.
Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation.
What?
And done thy commandments.
There it is again. Because when You have salvation. You're keeping God's commandments. You must do the commandments. You must keep God's word. I believe the scripture says also, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Then you've done the commandments. Read.
My soul hath kept thy testimony.
Well, God's testimonies are the 10 precepts. The 10 precepts is God's testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I have kept thy testimonies. What?
And I love them exceedingly.
Are you able to say, you churchgoers, I love God's commandments exceedingly? You can say that, meaning you are somewhere with God. Lord said David was a man after my own heart. I kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. What? Mm-hmm.
I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee.
Isn't that beautiful? Go back to Romans 8 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Time is moving on.
Yes.
And I hope that I'm leaving just a thought with you. If you want to become the saint that God is calling for, or the Christian that God is calling for, you must keep God's commandments and fulfill all righteousness.
Yes.
God would not put on us what we're not able to do.
That's right.
Romans 8 and 7, what does it say?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
Now that carnal mind, that mind that's born in this life,
yes,
as it comes to fruition and when it grows up, it's against God. It's an enemy to God.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For it is not subject to the law of God.
What?
Neither indeed can be.
So God didn't get rid of the law. He got rid of the carnal mind.
Yes.
Mind must become spiritual minded.
Yes.
Mind to obey God. Yes. That's how you get more spiritual minded, yes, by obeying God's word.
Yes.
You'll get spiritual minded.
Yes.
Get away from the carnal mind. Kill the old carnal mind.
Yes.
Read.
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
God is not talking about the flesh you're looking at when you look in the mirror.
No.
He's talking about the carnal mind. It's called the natural man,
yes,
the earthy man,
yes,
the fleshly man. That is the carnal mind.
Yes.
Read.
But ye are not in the flesh.
But ye are not in the flesh. What?
But in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you.
So wait a minute. How can the spirit of God dwell in you if you haven't heard it? And how can you hear without a preacher?
All right.
And how can you preach except God's sending you? Because so many don't know that the commandments is the word of God and mm-hmm. that you cannot break the commandments.
All right.
You're not getting the word and you're not having Christ in your heart when you don't know it represents the 10 precepts and all of them.
Yes.
If you're only hearing that, well, we must not lie and cheat and do the best we can, you don't have Christ in you. That is not Christ.
No.
To have Christ in you is to have the teaching of the fullness of Christ.
All right.
The full knowledge.
Yes, right.
Then you can say, Christ is in my mind,
right,
and you have to keep him there.
Right.
Read.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ.
So when you don't have the 10 precepts in your heart, in your mind being taught that,
mm-hmm.
you don't have God's Spirit.
He is none of his.
Because the Spirit of God is the Word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He is none of his. What?
Mm-hmm. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin.
Isn't that beautiful? 12th verse.
12.
Therefore.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh.
Now, we are debtors, not to
the flesh.
The flesh. What?
To live after the flesh.
What?
For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die.
Isn't that plain?
But
living after the flesh means everything comes down the pike in the world. Whatever your flesh want to do, whether it's against God's word or not, you do it. That's not becoming a saint. But we live according to God's word and not according to what tradition calls for or how you feel.
Right.
If ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. What?
But if ye through the Spirit.
So it's through God's word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
Do mortify the deeds of the body,
what?
Ye shall live.
Isn't that beautiful? Colossians 3 and 5. That's why we sang that song. If ye be risen. Yeah.